From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. August 4th, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Avery in real life. July 2026. Recap. I'm glad you're doing well. So, you know how I mentioned I turned 50 in June? It's been a big few months for me, and I'm still reflecting on how things have changed. I actually wrote a post about how I'm healthier at 50 than I was at 45, and I'm more fit now than I was at 40. That's something to celebrate. I also took a trip to France with my 19-year-old daughter, and it was amazing. We did a macaron-making class, which was really interesting, but I'm not sure I'd want to try making them at home. The instructor said French people don't really make macarons. They buy them. I guess that's one thing I can relate to. We also did a perfume making class, which was a lot of fun. We got to create our own scents and take home our own 100ml bottles of perfume. That was a great activity to do in the heat of the day. It's funny, I was thinking about how I used to love trying new foods when I was younger, but now I'm more into simple, fresh foods. We ended up eating at a Mexican-inspired restaurant because I was craving something with some flavour and fibre. It was nice to have a break from the usual French cafe food. We're actually leaving for my daughter's college in Utah soon, and I'm not looking forward to saying goodbye. It's tough to leave our babies at college, but I know it's a big step for her. I'm just trying to cherish these last few days with her and make the most of our time together. Next, second, from MedPage Today Public Health. Here's who topped this year's best hospitals list. So I was reading about the latest best hospitals rankings from US News and World Report, and not a lot changed at the top. Familiar hospitals like Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and New York Presbyterian Hospital are still leading the pack. This year's honour roll has a few new additions, though. University of Pennsylvania Hospitals and Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago both made the cut. The rankings are based on a combination of factors, including patient outcomes, patient safety, and how well hospitals are equipped to handle complex cases. Up next, third from This Is What You Eat. Tomatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. I'm in Montecito right now, and the farmer's market was a tomato wonderland. I grabbed every variety Victor from Munich Ranch had. Pineapple heirloom, black burgundy, sunny sungolds, green zebra, cherry, yellow, orange, and big beefsteak celebrity tomatoes. I sliced them all, tossed in a few simple seasonings, and made a bright, juicy tomato salad that's so good. I sip the leftover juices and dip grilled bread right in the bowl. It's a reminder that summer tomatoes need hardly any extra flavour. Beyond the food, the post dives into a personal style roundup. The writer lists a series of knit pieces: periwinkle V-neck, pink eyelet tank, mauve cardigan, teal green cardigan, a barely pink sheer cardigan, a plaid jacket, striped rugby shirt, crochet detail tank, and a red gingham top, each described with the colours they love and how they fit their wardrobe. The tone is playful, emphasising how each item feels on them and how it pairs with other pieces. If you're looking for a quick, colourful summer salad idea or a glimpse into a cosy, colour-focused wardrobe, that's the gist. The recipe lives behind a paywall, but the salad concept is simple enough to recreate with any ripe tomatoes you can find. And then, fourth, from Flavours by Ale. Fettuccine with buffalo butter and parmigiano, Misi copycat. There is something almost magical about combining fresh pasta, good butter, and parmigiano. No garlic, no cream, no complicated sauce. Just three core ingredients treated with care. This dish is inspired by the iconic fettuccine at Misi in Williamsburg, Chef Missy Robbins's pasta temple, where simplicity is elevated to art. Next, fifth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. Good people make others uncomfortable. If you are highly perceptive, cognitively fast, emotionally intense, or unusually pattern aware, there is a strong chance you learned early that your natural way of thinking and speaking needed to be moderated in order to remain acceptable within relationships and social systems. You were likely not told explicitly to change. Instead, you noticed patterns. Up next, sixth from Rue Girl, my homemade cookie dough ice cream recipe. I'm excited you're trying this because the flavour is unbeatable. The whole thing hinges on a classic custard base, two whole eggs, an extra yolk, sugar, milk, vanilla, and a splash of heavy cream, cooked just until it boils, then strained to catch any stray egg bits. You'll need an ice cream maker or a Ninja Creami, and the mixture chills in the fridge before it freezes overnight. While the base chills, heat the flour for the cookie dough bites. Just a quick 5-minute bake at 350°F to kill any raw flour germs. Then mix melted butter, brown and white sugar, vanilla, a little milk, and the cooled flour into a dough. Fold in as many mini chocolate chips as you like. Roll into bite-sized balls and freeze them solid. The next day, churn the frozen custard in your machine. Toss in the frozen cookie dough pieces and a few extra chips and give it a quick mix in. You can serve it soft right away or let it firm up a bit more in the freezer. A couple of practical notes. Keep an eye on the custard so it doesn't overcook, and don't skip the flour heating step. Raw flour can be risky. With those steps, you'll end up with a creamy vanilla ice cream loaded with generous, safe-to-eat cookie dough and chocolate chips. Enjoy every spoonful. And then, seventh, from Endpoints Pharma. Pathos does deals with AstraZeneca, China's Alphamab, seeks up to $300 million Series E. Pathos AI is firing on all cylinders. The technology and drug development company told Endpoints News that it signed a major antibody drug conjugate, ADC, deal with a Chinese biotech and teamed up with its CEOs. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.